Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, there's about a month to go before the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon, and I know a number of our listeners are already hard at work putting in their final kilometres in preparation for that race. But if you thought your training was tough, just wait until you meet today's guest who is joining me on the virtual couch. He is running a half marathon every single day for 133 days without taking a single day off. Let me say that again. Every single day for 133 days, he is putting in a half marathon. And the most amazing part of the story is that he is not a lifelong passionate runner. He actually only took up the sport roughly a year ago. So what is driving 35-year-old Henry Kok in this crusade? And what's it all about? Where is he running? Where is he running to? And why is he doing it? Let's find out as we welcome him on the virtual couch this afternoon from I don't know where. Henry, good afternoon to you. I know you set off from Cozy Bay in early July. You're running around the entire coastline of South Africa. How far have you made it? Where are you speaking to us from?
Hey, Pippa, thanks so much for having me. I'm speaking to you guys from a very windy and cold and rainy Knysna.
Okay, one of my favorite parts of the country, even if it is windy and cold and rainy. I'm sorry you're seeing it in those conditions. Okay, so Henry, from northern KwaZulu-Natal to the southern part of the Cape in a little, 2 months you've been on the road now. And you're only about halfway through, a little bit past halfway, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a little bit past halfway. I still have another 58 runs to do. But it's been an incredible journey so far. We've done amazing sightseeing of like the country, and it's such part of the whole tour was to show off how beautiful our country is, and it's just been an incredible adventure so far.
Okay, and that's only a small part of the reason you're doing this, which we'll get to in just a moment. But first, let's just talk about your introduction to the sport of running. I'm told you only took up road running in October last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually haven't done a full sanctioned race yet, neither
no
like
words.
A half marathon nor a marathon. The first running I did last year was a thing called Mad to Run.
Yes.
Which was from Joburg to Cape Town. It's a 24-hour relay, and my friend and I joined in to do it. And we ran from Joburg to Cape Town, and after that I had the idea. We went into lockdown, and I ended up doing the comrade in my passageway during lockdown to raise funds for our staff. It was actually some of the training because Mad was meant to be in that April and it got postponed and pushed out, so we did a virtual one.
Okay.
And that's all the running I've done up to that point.
Well, and then give or take the 74 odd half marathons you now have under your belt from this trip. Let's talk about the why. I mean, this is the reason that's pushing you. You obviously had your reasons for doing the Mad Relay. You've told us that supporting staff was a reason for doing the virtual comrades in your own hall. But this one is particularly special, Henry, because you are doing it to raise awareness and funds for the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. Why that issue? Is it based on personal experience, perhaps watching a loved one struggle with mental health? What's the background?
In that first lockdown, our businesses were very badly affected. A lot of our staff are sort of like waiters and waitrons and people who sort of live hand to mouth, and they were really badly affected by that first lockdown. We set up a bit of a line to try and help them, like just with some information and love, like what they could do and couldn't do. And every day I used to just get phone calls. We get about 50 phone calls a day from people telling me how their kids were starving or they were being kicked out, their landlord was kicking them out. Oy. Eventually, I actually couldn't take it anymore because of the stress and anxiety. I felt so sorry for these poor staff. At the same time, my dad got cancer, and I had like a long-term relationship with my fiancé that ended, and it all just came crashing down on me, and I ended up actually seeking help. And it was like the best thing I'd ever done. I hadn't thought of it before. I'd been through all of this. My mom, as moms are, that like she was 100% right. She was like, just go speak to somebody. It's so important. And I ended up seeing a psychologist. And through those talks with my psychologist, I started learning about the impact of mental health, how few people have access to mental health, the resources, how important it is, and how underfunded and under-resourced it really is. And that sort of drove me to this.
Okay. Oh, I mean, so much of such importance in that comment, Henry. Firstly, bravo to your mom for encouraging you, but also well done to you for acting on her advice, because a lot of people never find the courage to ask for help. It's a very difficult thing to do, to admit I'm struggling, I need some help. And the fact that you reached out was that gigantic first step, and you've seen the rewards personally, which is incredible. Now, Henry, you're raising money, and I know you've already passed, I think, R500,000 collected. You've still got a way to go to reach your target, but that money's going to the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. Did you find help through them, or have you just decided that they're a fantastic organization with sort of tentacles all over the country, aren't they?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're brilliant. So I didn't find help through them. I'm lucky, and I know this, and I'm like extremely privileged that I have access to like mental health. You know, I can go and pay to see a psychologist.
Yep.
A lot of people can't. They fulfill that role. They provide a toll-free service and a free service on the other side. They do anxiety, depression. Like, they have psychologists and volunteers who will just talk to you, and they'll talk to you for as long as you need to be talked to. And we had, I mean, we've now raised north of 700,000 Rand. We're on about 710,000 Rand. Yes, my goal was lofty in the beginning. It was 4 million Rand. But when you talk to these guys and you see it's basically a volunteer network of 160 volunteers nationwide. When the lockdown hit, prior to the lockdown, they were taking something like 500 calls a day. Since the lockdown started, they're taking something like 2,200 calls a day. Their phone bill, I mean, must be north of 100,000 Rand every month, which they cover. They're an NPO. They don't get any government help as far as I'm aware. I mean, I'm stand to be corrected on that. But they literally are getting, you know, they're providing this incredible service. And the stats are scary. It's like one person commits suicide every hour in South Africa or something like that.
Sure.
So they just fulfill such an incredible role in society where, you know, the government doesn't step in or private healthcare is too expensive. And they just fill that gap. So they really do a fantastic job.
Now, just for those who've joined us late to the conversation, my guest on the line to us from Knysna is Henry Kok, who is a little past halfway through an epic undertaking of running a half marathon every single day for 133 days. He set off from the Cozy Bear area in early July, and his end point is Alexander Bay at the Namibian border. He is intending to run the entire South African coastline. Henry, a very significant day looms tomorrow, because tomorrow is the day you'll actually break the existing Guinness World Record for the most consecutive half marathons, not so?
Yeah, so it is. It's a big milestone. But, you know, I've also just got to like remind myself, there's so many people out there who do these walks every day, trying to get to school, trying to get to work. So it's like those people keep me going. It's people who are struggling. There was a lady called Brittany McCormick, whose father ran with me up in Bedenberg Bay. She was born with cerebral palsy, and earlier this year, she decided she'd never walk. They told her she'd never walk. She decided she wanted to do a 2.5K walk, and it took her an hour and 30 minutes to walk 2.5 kilometers, but she did it.
Amazing.
And it's people like that that sort of help, like, drive me through. So at the end of the day, yes, like, tomorrow's a big day. Like, I've equaled the Guinness World Record today, the official one, but it's people's stories like that, and every run that we do, people come out and tell me their stories about their mental health struggles and what they've been going through, and it's just that's really what keeps driving me forward.
Henry, quite a few people asking sort of practical, logistical questions about this undertaking. First one, quite an important one. Somebody going, how do you know he's actually doing all the running every day and not hitching a lift on the back of a buggy? You cynic, you. But fair question. Henry, in order for this to be recognized by Guinness World Records, you've got to have somebody observing you the whole way, don't you? Do you have a support team? How's it working?
So in each place I've run, I've had at least like one runner run with me. So I have to have at least one witness run with me the whole time. I've got to get them to sign witness forms. I've got to get them to fill out like a whole lot of admin and paperwork. And so at each little place I've gone, I've had to have one runner run with me. In many places I've had multiple, like in most of the major metropoles, I've had like 30 or 40 runners run with me. And in the smaller areas, I sort of get three or four. So every day I've got another runner with me. And that's where these people actually come out and tell me their stories. And a lot of people have come to run, because I'm not a professional runner, a lot of people have come out to support me because they're also not big runners, and they've set themselves the target of running a half marathon. I've had so many people come and join me. They've never run a half marathon before, and they set themselves the goal to run with me as I ran through their town. And they do it. And we'll take it the Guinness, the regulations state I have to finish it within 4 hours, because a witness can only work for 4 hours. So I'm very happy to sort of walk with people. Yesterday we had a guy who hasn't run a half marathon in 10 years. His like Achilles is broken and stuff. And we just walked it through with him in the last like 5 kilometers, and he wouldn't quit. And it's amazing to see like the mental strength that these guys like put down, you know.
What about your own physical strength, Henry? I mean, a lot of people can comfortably run 21 kilometers. I'm not one of them, so great respect to anybody who can. But it's another thing entirely to do it every single day, day after day after day, with no break. How's your body coping without the sort of recovery time?
The first 10 days were probably the hardest. I would eat anything you put in front of me. I was baking trays of brownies and eating them like as they came out of the oven, because my body was just craving sugar and carbohydrates. And then your body plateaus and sort of gets used to it. Before I'd started this journey, I tried to run 3 21s in a row, and on the third one I was broken. Sure. And then suddenly, you know, when you're actually physically doing it, you're like, okay, I've got to switch my mind. And so the first 12 days were horrible. They were horrible, horrible. I was sleeping and eating, and like my body couldn't handle it. And then you just hit a level and your body just adjusts. And ever since then, it's actually been fine.
So the 21 kilometers that constitutes a half marathon is now easy for you to do within the allotted time. But still, Henry, to do it every single day is incredible. When do you anticipate getting to Alexander Bay? Have you got a sort of a very firm timeline that you're working on?
Yeah, so the timeline, we get to Alexander Bay on the 16th of November. We're running now. We're going through George and Mossel Bay and the Gullis and all those little bays all the way down to Cape Town. Then I'm in Cape Town for 12 days and I run the Cape Town Marathon with the Mad to Run crew who are meeting me. I'm meeting them up in series and then running down with them to the Cape Town Marathon. And then we cruise up the West Coast for about 25 days after that.
Well, Henry, I don't know if Arniston is on your route. It doesn't sound like it from what you just told me, but somebody listening to this interview says, I would love to offer your guest a place to sleep in our Arniston house. He is so inspiring. I'd love to help. No charge whatsoever. When will you be in Arniston? I don't know if you've already made accommodation arrangements, but if you haven't, there's an offer, Henry.
That's fantastic. And thank you. Thank you to everyone. And I mean, I must say thank you to everyone who's contributed. I think the nicest thing about this is how fantastic South Africans have been. Everywhere I've been, I've had just people like offering a house or a meal or to run with me. And it's just been so incredibly inspiring to see like how South Africans band together around a course. Because it is. I mean, it's been a tough year with coronavirus and like everyone's sort of a bit on edge. But every town I've run to, all I've seen is like happy faces. There was a lady here in Knysna today, a lady called Jackie. I've never met her in my life. She sat in the parking lot. She saw my car with the stickers, and she sat in the parking lot for 3 hours to wait for us to come back from the run to give me like her donation of 200 rand.
Oh, I've got to leave it there for time constraints, Henry, but what a lovely way to start a week on a Monday when we're all feeling a bit down. It's just spirit lifting to hear that kind of inspiring story, and thank you for sharing it with us. Good luck for the rest. Congratulations on equaling the world record. Hope you're going to celebrate at the end of tomorrow's 21Ks as you break the world record, and I look forward to touching base with you on the 16th of November when you finish. Henry, please just chat to my producer. I'd love him to connect you with that very kind listener in Arniston who's made the offer of a place for you to stay when you get there if you are in need of that. And the other thing to say is that we've tweeted the link to Henry's Backer Buddy fundraising page in case anybody listening would like to make a donation. All the best for the remaining kilometers, Henry, and I have no doubt you will achieve your goal of 133 days of this journey. Good luck to you on the road.